Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about the collision of corporate compliance, internal controls, and social media. Social media, which would be Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or any of numerous other websites out there, is a growing worry for compliance officers who fear that employees could leak out all sorts of information or otherwise violate corporate policies by using these kind of sites. Now, regulators have not really provided much guidance yet on how to handle the problem, but this week we finally saw some guidance from the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Now, FINRA typically only regulates broker-dealers and others in the financial services industry, not corporate America as a whole. But since FINRA guidance is pretty much one of the only lampposts out there right now in what is otherwise a dark and gray terrain, we decided to take a look at this. Joining us to talk about the guidance is Eden Rohrer. She is a partner at the law firm Haynes Boone, who focuses on broker-dealer compliance issues. Eden, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hello, Matt. Thank you.
Now, first question is just, overall, what is FINRA telling companies to do with this guidance? Is it about record keeping of messages communicated on these sites or professional liability that might attach to communications or anything else like that?
Matt, it's all those things. FINRA is telling firms to carefully think through all of the implications of using this technology. Mm-hmm. FINRA is making it clear that the firms have to characterize the nature of these communications and then put in place appropriate supervision. This guidance should assist firms to define the different technologies and think about them under existing rules regarding communications with the public. Then we have issues also with respect to record keeping of messages communicated through sites and also professional liability, and we can talk about all those things. Mm-hmm. First, one of the issues is it's difficult sometimes to categorize the different kinds of sites. FINRA's got rules, and they have noticed that static sites are generally considered sales literature and advertisements, which would be subject to prior supervisory approval. However, many of these social networking sites have both static and interactive components. Mm-hmm. FINRA rules define a public appearance to include an unscripted participation in an interactive electronic forum. So those public appearances then wouldn't require a prior approval, but they must be supervised. So FINRA provided some real concrete guidance, we think, for firms that wish to permit the use of this technology.
Mm-hmm. And I should ask, the guidance that we just discussed, the record keeping, the professional liability concerns and whatnot, mm-hmm. that is nothing new for guidance as a concept. I mean, this sort of thing applied to emails from the 1990s and whatnot, right? There's nothing new substantively here, just the new technology.
Absolutely, and the record keeping is a critical issue. Firms are required to monitor and capture electronic communications, and initially firms dealt with email communications and instant messaging communications. Mm-hmm. Now they have to figure out how to do this with their existing technology when they're dealing, let's say, with Twitter or Facebook. Many firms are finding that their existing technology just doesn't give them the capability of capturing the information so that they can store it. So many broker-dealer firms that I work with are simply blocking these sites from firm computers. Now, what was also interesting about the notice is FINRA seemed to be signaling that while there are vendors out there who have come up with solutions to monitor and store this information, those systems may not be adequate.
So are we really talking about companies will need to supervise these social media sites to see what their employees are saying? Because I can't imagine that would be easy, first off, and I can't imagine it's going to be terribly popular with employees who really are, they're tweeting about what they had for lunch and want to have some realm of privacy there.
Sure. Well, let's first talk about the professional liability and why they need to supervise, because the liability exists on several levels. First, the representatives, the employees themselves may be liable for their statements, but then the employer firms are responsible for the acts of any of their employees. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we're concerned in the broker-dealer realm in securities transactions, publicly traded companies, investor fraud is a primary concern. The firms, the companies, and the individuals are liable for fraud if they're making false or misleading statements upon which an investor bases an investment decision. Okay, and with respect to broker-dealers, are these communications actually recommendations to purchase a security? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a recommendation is a complex analysis, depending on the facts and circumstances. If it is a recommendation, a FINRA broker, for instance, has to have reasonable grounds for believing that the transaction is suitable for the customer. So they absolutely are going to have to supervise this stuff, as they would any communication with the public. It may not be popular with employees who want to tweet about, personal news, and that can be, particularly tedious. Imagine the supervising employee who's got to read through all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two things to keep in mind, too. Firms can develop policies about what kind of content will be permitted on a business-related site. Some sort of personal news, they might want to prohibit that type of information because it really doesn't further the professional interests of the firm or its personnel. And then if you have employees who are tweeting about personal stuff, personal sites do not have to be supervised, particularly by FINRA companies. And, firms may want to have policies in place that define what their employees can do on business-related sites, what they can do on personal sites, and if it's being used for business, provide, and FINRA stressed this too, provide adequate training for those employees who are going to be using it for professional purposes.
So now, do we have any sense of how seriously FINRA might be enforcing this? Because it does seem like technology that companies are racing to keep up with it, and I'm wondering if there's going to be any room for error or failure or missed compliance or any degree of forgiveness that FINRA might have.
Well, we can expect FINRA will enforce these rules seriously. They have very little patience when they make an effort to provide some specific guidance and firms disregard it. That being said, in considering disciplinary action, FINRA always takes into account as a mitigating factor that a firm made a diligent effort to analyze the activity, they put reasonable supervision in place, but then a mistake was made. That, I think, coupled with prompt corrective action and a general culture of compliance, always will assist a firm when they're discussing compliance violations with FINRA.
Mm-hmm. And one last question. When you're talking with your clients about compliance matters, how worried are they about the explosion of social media and trying to get ahead of it?
Well, my client firms have definitely been struggling with this issue. They're getting a lot of pressure from their employees to try to use the technology, but many of them are very hesitant, especially up until now, because there wasn't a lot of guidance. This may change the environment a little bit, make them more comfortable with it, still many of the firms that I talk to are still very uncomfortable with particularly Twitter or the more interactive blog sites.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Eden, that is all the time we have today, but you gave us plenty to think about here, and we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. It was a pleasure.
And again, everybody, that was Eden Rohr of the law firm Haynes Boone, who has been talking with us about FINRA's new guidance for monitoring employee activity on social media websites. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.